This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
As you've heard by now, no doubt, Malaysian Flight 370 went missing. You especially know that if you have tuned in to CNN during the course of the past 2 or 3 weeks. That network has gone wall-to-wall, nonstop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, talking about this one story. Jasmine, you've tuned into this on several occasions. What are your thoughts about, what are your thoughts about CNN making that decision?
Well, when I come in every day to work, I turn on the TV and I have it tuned into CNN. And, you know, at first, when this event actually happened, I expected that this missing Malaysia plane would be the top story. It would be something that they went wall to wall on for at least maybe a couple days, right? But what I've discovered is that in the last couple weeks, it has been almost the only story that I've been able to see on CNN when I come in every day. And I'll watch during the day because that's what I do, sit in my office and watch CNN while I grade papers. And it's all missing Malaysia. I have a huge problem with it at this point because I'm not seeing anything new happen. And they're really drawing everything out. And it's, I mean, we have no new information. Yet this is something that's gone on for more than 2 weeks now.
But from a business standpoint, it seems to be good for ratings. Just the buzz that it's generated, mm-hmm. it's getting people to tune in. So I don't know that they care, you know, that they're not breaking any new ground.
Personally, it's not getting me to tune in. It's getting me to avoid CNN.
I've been watching CNN just in hopes that we were going to see more coverage going on, like the landslide in Washington State, where we've at least have 17, 18 bodies that have been discovered so far, and that number has crept up over time in the past couple of days. I'm not seeing that coverage. I mean, that's something that affects people in this country. You've had dozens dead, probably. Many are missing. And that story is not breaking into this missing Malaysia plane coverage. I just think it's getting sensational at this point.
Has it gotten ridiculous at times?
That is exactly the word that I've been using to describe this coverage to my students when I've been discussing this whole matter, is that they're doing whatever they can to elongate this coverage. They're bringing in aviation experts. They're having people sit in mock-ups of cockpits and planes and having them talk about, oh, well, this is the button that you would press to change the flight path or whatever. And it's like, really? Is this really news at this point? I beg to differ. I don't think anyone's learning anything really new. The last thing I watched was that they're having people tweet them to ask questions to this aviation expert. It's really just, it has gotten really redundant and ridiculous.
Lisa, because you come from a newspaper background, can you imagine a newspaper day after day after day devoting its entire news section to a single story?
Actually, I have seen that happen, but on a much smaller scale, because a small newspaper I worked for actually is the Jacksonville newspaper. Mm-hmm. It just covered this. I'm showing my age, but the flood of 1993, the supposedly 100-year flood, we just spent the whole summer covering that and nothing else. So, yes, and interestingly, before coming here, I saw an interview with the Washington Post critic Mark Wemple, I think is his name, and he was saying, you know, newspapers really don't get blasted the same way TV does when mm-hmm. they cover the heck out of something. It seems like TV is just, for whatever reason, critics don't like to see the oversaturated coverage. And he thought, actually, I was surprised by this as well, he thought, well, maybe even though they're going crazy with the coverage at CNN, maybe they'll break new ground. I don't know if
TV,
I'm answering your question.
You know, CNN has 24 hours to fill. Mm-hmm. A newspaper is so many pages, so mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to lower yourself in a newspaper to the level of some of the ridiculous things, mm-hmm. as Jasmine was saying, you would find on CNN.
Yeah, they've been trying to fill 24 hours a day. And by any means possible. And again, I've watched them take a desk globe and have that as a prop to show people on the globe where, I mean, then they had a monitor graphic behind them of the earth, right? And it's like, really? Props. I'm from TV business. I know what they're up to. And the props that they're using, whatever they can do to make it somehow visually exciting for the audience, they're doing whatever it can. But the thing is, they're not bringing us any news. I really don't see news happening here. I see them milking this for all it's worth.
Well, I confess I haven't been watching the coverage, but what I've read about it seemed kind of silly, especially USA Today reported that one of the anchors wondered whether supernatural forces had shown their hand, and there was talk of black holes and zombie planes. I'm just quoting a Rem Reader column about all the coverage. And then he went on to say, tragically, ratings rose. So after that.
Tragically,
so,
yeah.
And he also speculates that, you know, that basically he didn't use the word desperate, but he says, you know, you have CNN trying to compete against Fox on the right and MSNBC on the left, and they're trying to distinguish themselves somehow. Mm-hmm. So they're doing it by throwing themselves at this story.
They are now the go-to network for Malaysia plane missing. Yeah, I can see what – if that's what they're doing, they're trying to put themselves out there as that. I can see what they're doing, but they are a 24/7 news network. They should be covering things that are happening to their audience. And when it comes to localizing this story, it's a lot harder to localize this story than even the landslide in Washington, where you have, what, four Americans who are missing on this plane. You have dozens killed in that landslide.
Well, and that's a good point. You know, Lisa mentioned the Jacksonville newspaper just devoting itself to flood coverage in 1993 when we thought that was going to be the biggest flood we would ever see in our lifetimes. That did have a local impact. Now, there are other communities in that reading area, their circulation area, I assume, that were not impacted by the flood. And maybe they should have turned some coverage over to some of those communities, too. But certainly there was a local impact. And for that local newspaper, you know, there are reasons for them to devote at least a lot of coverage to that flood, don't you think?
Yeah, it was the biggest story. It was a national story, and
it was
in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of communities helping with the volunteer efforts to sandbag and to try to protect communities from the damage.
I'm a news junkie. I just am. And even I can no longer take this plane coverage anymore. Not until they bring me something new. And I've been watching it long enough to know that there has been nothing new. There really hasn't been in the last couple weeks.
That's nothing new that we have just a limited amount of time here, and we're out of it for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.